Chapter 18. Number 4. To be discreet. Titus 2:4-5. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet. To be discreet, prudent, wise in avoiding error and in selecting the best means to accomplish a purpose, circumspect, courteous, polite, and honest in dealings. We learned the practical side of marriage when we studied the word sober, the sexual side when we studied to love our husband, and that our job is to be instant, in season and out of season, when we learned how to love our children. The next word on God's list is discreet. One usually thinks of discretion as the ability to avoid saying or doing that which is inappropriate, to know when and how to conduct oneself so as not to offend. If this is all that is intended by the text, then a person intending to commit fraud would always attempt to do so discreetly. But much more is obviously contained in this word. The Greek word that is translated discreet is also translated, in the Authorized Version, taste, several times. In other instances, it is translated behavior and judgment. Discretion, therefore, is having good taste, good judgment, useful, to be of good understanding. God says that a woman who lacks discretion is like a jewel in a pig's nose. She is ridiculous, out of place, embarrassing, a joke. Something otherwise lovely is rendered ridiculous in the context of indiscretion. She might be pretty, a real jewel of a beauty. But if the jewel is in the nose of a pig, what good is it? As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. Proverbs 11:22. As I studied the word discreet, I realized how easy it is for us women to miss having the character trait of discretion, and I marveled that so many of us often have been guilty of its lack in our character. Think about it. Let's carefully examine discretion in all its many aspects.